from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A leaked U.S. State Department Inspector General's report finds former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and her predecessors failed to follow government guidelines to limit security risks when using personal email for official business. The Inspector General's report states Mrs. Clinton was obligated to do so to protect sensitive information from possible cyber attack. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
There was no prohibition on using personal email. The only requirement is that, and regulations do state this, that these records need to be preserved.
The senior officials of the State Department say there's no evidence that Clinton sought approval to use her personal email account to conduct state business. She is now seeking the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination and has consistently denied breaking rules. President Barack Obama, after day one of a Group 7 summit of the richest democracies in Japan, expressed concern about nuclear proliferation and told reporters late Thursday that North Korea remains a big worry.
They're not at the point right now where they can effectively hit U.S. targets, but each time that they test, even if those tests fail, they learn something. And it is clear that ideologically they are still convinced that, and Kim Jong-un in particular seems to be convinced that his own legitimacy is tied up with developing nuclear weapons.
Shortly after arrival on Wednesday, Mr. Obama had to deal with a criminal matter that has outraged the Japanese. A former U.S. Marine who works at a military base on Okinawa, a U.S. military base, is accused of raping and murdering a Japanese woman. Mr. Obama promised full U.S. cooperation in the investigation. The president also says that the G7 leaders intend to cover the South China Sea and other issues. This is VOA News. Meantime, China is warning the G7 countries against holding talks, saying it could worsen tensions in the South China Sea. Maritime disputes are one of a host of issues leaders of the seven countries are expected to discuss during their meetings in Tokyo this week. Last month, the G7 foreign ministers issued a joint statement on maritime security at the conclusion of their meetings, voicing concern about the situation in the East and South China Seas. The UN Security Council has lifted the last international sanctions against Liberia. The Council has been progressively terminating targeted measures imposed at the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. On Wednesday, it took the final step, unanimously voting to lift an arms embargo on non-state actors. Farhan Haq is spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
The Secretary General notes that targeted sanctions measures have accompanied the consolidation of peace and the rebuilding of state institutions in Liberia since 2003, and that these measures have been progressively adjusted as Liberia has met the benchmarks set out by the Council.
Former President Charles Taylor set off civil war in Liberia in 1989 by leading an uprising that toppled then-President Samuel Doe. Taylor was elected president 8 years later in 1997, resulting in more conflict until he fled to Liberia. He was sentenced to 50 years in prison in 2012 for instigating war and atrocities in neighboring Sierra Leone. Azerbaijani journalist Khadija Ismailova, who worked for Radio Free Europe, has been released from custody following a decision Wednesday by the country's Supreme Court. The award-winning investigative reporter who published findings on the vast assets of the family of President Ilham Aliyev was sentenced in 2005 to 7 years in prison on charges of tax evasion and abuse of power in what many say were politically motivated charges.
I will, of course, go further to the European Court and will fight until proven unguilty on all charges.
The Supreme Court, in its order on Wednesday, cut her sentence in half, reducing it to 3.5 years, which she is now allowed to serve at home. The U.S. called on the Azeri government to drop all remaining charges against her. A Ukrainian Army helicopter pilot who spent 2 years in a Russian prison returned home to a hero's welcome yesterday after being freed in a swap with Moscow. President Petro Poroshenko decorated Nadia Savchenko with a Hero of Ukraine Award, the country's highest honor, during a ceremony earlier in the day. Two alleged Russian soldiers were returned to Moscow as part of the exchange. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has voiced alarm at the growing political tensions in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where a political election is supposed to take place later this year. Mr. Ban noted uncertainty over whether President Joseph Kabila will seek a third term, violating the country's constitution. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.